Hey, I'm Jonathan Goodman, and I wanted to welcome you back to our Highly Wealthy Fit Pros video series. If you missed yesterday's lesson on time management, I suggest you go back and watch that first before moving on to today. Well, I'm sharing the reasons why most referral systems commonly used in the fitness industry are flawed, and the secrets behind a thoughtful and effective referral system. So first you might be thinking, why the focus on referrals? Well, referred prospects are better than cold leads in every single way. They convert faster, they spend more, and they do much less shopping around. Not only that, they've got an improved lifetime value, and they're preconditioned to refer because that's how they were brought in. To add to it all, the customer who made the referral gains a deepened commitment to your business, improving their lifetime value. The dream of any fit pro is to have prospects asking, how do I buy? As opposed to challenging you with questions like, why should I buy from you? For this to happen, you need referrals. Most, if not all of this, is nothing new to you. Referrals are great. You probably know that you should be getting them already. So let me ask you this point blank. Do you have a single system in place to generate referrals? Now, I'm not talking about a haphazard, maybe if I get the courage, I'll ask people one time and offer them a gift card if they send me somebody. This doesn't count. I'm asking you whether you have in place in your business an actual systematic approach to generating referrals. Now, if you said no, and I expect you did, then you're not alone. Systematic referral generation is a hallmark of highly wealthy fit pros, but it is rare. Building a referral culture into your business is the single most valuable lead generation strategy to have in place. Not only that, but many who do actually ask for referrals from time to time, and even that's a tiny percentage, do it something like this.
Hey, awesome client who has gotten great results. I have some space in my schedule, and I want to reserve it for friends and family of my awesome existing clients. So if you have somebody who wants fitness stuff and to look good and get muscles and stuff, then maybe you can have them call me or email me. To show my appreciation to you, I'll give you a gift card or a discount on your training, enter you into a draw to win something like that.
Don't get me wrong, this is better than nothing, but it's flawed. In addition to the randomness of it, this type of haphazard referral request doesn't take into account both the psychology of why a client would want to refer and the natural flow of a client's life. Not only that, you're asking a lot and giving comparatively little. The client referring takes on a lot of risk. I mean, what if they refer somebody that has a bad experience with you? They'll hear about it every holiday party for years. Translated to how it's interpreted by your client, here's what you're basically asking them.
Please tell your family and friends about our company. When you do, please make sure that you communicate our story well, representing properly what we do, including the benefits specific to the client. If they decide to come in and give us their money, we'll give you a relatively insignificant bit of it back in some form of token gesture that isn't all that meaningful to you.
Fit pros that cannot systematically generate referrals fall flat. The way that it's commonly attempted is not good enough. If somebody's going to send you business, it needs to happen when it's natural for them, not at the exact time that you bribe them with a gift card. In order to facilitate referrals, the first step is to understand why people actually refer. Because it has little to nothing to do with any sort of external incentive. Rewards are okay as a reactionary measure of appreciation if done well, but they will do little to proactively encourage referrals, which is what we're after. Now, a quick note before I dive in. I readily admit that some clients will help you out of the goodness of their hearts, and in rare cases, others will be motivated by financial incentive. The truth is this, though. Action is mostly driven by internal motivation. With that in mind, clients will refer people to you if you're able to do three things. The first is to make them feel important. The second is to help them show off that they're more in the know than their friends. And the third is to make it easy for them by fitting it into their natural pattern. In Dale Carnegie's famous book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, he encourages his readers to view others with a big tattoo on their head that says, please, make me feel important. It's a pretty good guideline. We empower people to take ownership of their own success by gaining the skills to make things happen for themselves, immune to outside forces. They tell us that this is pretty empowering. Because the thing is this, that everybody is able to refer. Every client of yours has some relatives, friends, neighbors, coworkers, fellow church workers, and more that they could recommend to your business if you make the process natural for them. If you aren't getting referrals, then it's not the customer's fault. It's yours. Now that we have the background out of the way, it's time to get aggressive with your referrals. Instead of asking a customer to refer somebody, you're going to write a letter to new prospects from your happy client as a promotional piece, or have them write one and you edit it. I want to share this referral system with you that you can implement as is if you like, but because I don't know you and your business as well as you, the advice that I'm going to give you is to view it as nothing more than an example, keeping in mind what it accomplishes. Once done, you can also download the letter I used from when I did this in my own business. In this letter, you're going to describe the initial skepticism and how his or her life has been changed because of the transformation. If your client's okay with it, include a picture of their before and after as well. Then, at the end of the letter, include a special offer for friends of your client. A gift code included in this letter works brilliantly. The better you can paint a picture of their beginning state, their reservations, and their transformation, the better the letter will perform. Once written, you're going to mail this to your neighborhood, surrounding your gym, to prospects, to stale leads, and to anybody else. If your client's okay with it, you want to include contact information for your client so that if the prospect has any questions, they can get in touch with them. Then you got to provide your client with a script on how to respond to these questions. You can't leave anything up to chance. All that it takes is one or two great letters. These are better marketing pieces than any flyer or sales copy you could ever imagine. To show you what I mean, I've included a download of an actual letter written by one of my clients back in 2010. Names have been changed, but the letter is real. I've also annotated the letter for you so that you can see all of the places where it highlights the journey, the feelings, the emotion, and the relatability. It's raw and real and sad and joyous, and that's what makes it so effective. You can't make this stuff up. Our business deals with real people who have real lives, and we can have a massive positive impact on everybody that we touch. It's time for you to showcase that. Please download the letter that my client wrote. Feel free to use it as a template for your own clients. Now, this example may or may not be for you, so I want to end this lesson with the 11 things customers must know when creating a referral culture for your business. Consider this a checklist of things to be in place for your referral strategy that you put together, a strategy that must permeate through every facet of your business. I've included it on your worksheet for this video, which you can also download on this page. And just a note, this list comes from Dan Kennedy. Number one, our customers refer. Number two, our customers refer often. Number three, our best customers refer often and a lot. Number four, referrals are expected from you. Number five, referrals are genuinely appreciated. Number six, referrals are well taken care of. You're only going to get happy reports and thanks from those who refer. Number seven, not referring is weird and inappropriate and you should feel bad about it. Number eight, there are a lot of different reasons why people do business with us, not just the reason that brought you in. Please keep all of these in mind. Number nine, most people don't really know how to find a good, trustworthy provider of what we do, so you're doing others a great service by telling them about us. Number 10, there are easy ways to introduce people to us and to get our information into the hands of people you think we can be of service to. And number 11, so here's how to refer, exactly what to do, steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. People do all sorts of things for emotional self-interest, even though they may consciously think and would certainly insist that they're doing these things for someone else out of love, appreciation, friendship, charity, generosity, etc. If there's one uniting motivation affecting everybody every single day, it's the pursuit of feeling good about yourself and how you feel that you're being viewed by others. If you take this into account and request your referrals in a way that's natural for your existing customers to participate, or, as you've seen with my example today, aggressively pursue them, then you'll be swimming in highly qualified warm leads. And with that, we're done video two. Tomorrow I'm going to be back to talk about pricing, specifically. Tomorrow's video, you're going to learn about the two biggest mistakes that well-intentioned yet misguided fit pros make with pricing and why pricing is the most important element of any fitness business. For now, please download the supportive documents for this lesson that include your crib notes, the checklist, and my example letter. And if you felt that this lesson was useful, please share it by hitting one of the share buttons on this page, emailing it to a friend, or suggesting your colleagues register for this video course. Finally, please tell me in the comments below what your biggest takeaway was from this video so that others can benefit from your thoughts. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow where we discuss pricing.